would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife and family, and I just listened to the, watched the voicemail video from Monday, and because a while back I did the, I did basically the same thing, trying to express some detail with the idea that the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud, and I went through and I explained it. I explained things about the tithe, about that there is no office of elder or the episcopos, a bishop or overseer. Those are not offices, but duties. Elder is simply characteristic. You're older. Other things of that nature. And, I put that one actually on, YouTube, BitChute, and so forth. And so that made that public. And I won't do that with this one, but I think I might redo it sooner or later, hopefully, because the arguments for, I think part of the motivation was I heard somebody make the case about as I express, abstinence till marriage, because it's a non-issue. As I expressed, 100% of people are abstinent until marriage, because sex defines marriage. And the Bible doesn't show any case of a child out of wedlock or a marriage ceremony or premarital sex, because they don't exist. And the thing that really hits strong is it's really had an impact on me. Is the idea, because I've thought about it for years, the idea that adultery is more significant as a sin than murder. The point being, when you murder somebody, you take an innocent person's life. When you commit adultery, it's usually the two of you, you're asking someone to sin. It's the idea of whoever causes one of these little ones to sin, that Jesus said, it's the double sin, and that, besides the obviously what you're impacting is the model, the mirror image of the relationship between Christ and his elect. But anyway, those things I think are significant, and I want to get it across to my family and to others. But what was it, about a week ago or so, because I mentioned it, when I was at Lynn and Gary, and Lynn was laying on the floor, and she couldn't get up. Gary couldn't help her, couldn't get out of his wheelchair to do it. So I went and I grabbed this lady off the floor and put her on a couch. And I mean, so many thoughts were going through my head doing that. One of them was the reminder of doing that for Aaron Ketro. And that hit me remarkably hard, because we're now, I guess it's tomorrow or so, at the anniversary of his death. So that really, really hit me, because when I picked up Lynn off the floor, it reminded me so much of picking up Aaron that one time. I mean, this I can't emphasize how hard it hit me. So the postcard today went to Jack Ketro, because it was quite a reminder. But anyway, the other thing is, obviously I took a hike and did go to the farmer's market, And I saw again the state champion, Lillian, the lady that I talked with, and we talked for probably a half hour. And, you know, it's become very obvious. And it was actually stated today. She has hardly anybody to talk to. She's 93. She's apparently in good health, you know, again, because she's the state champion at running in the, you know, 90 plus year bracket, which I think the reason she's a state champion is because there's nobody else. But anyway, it was probably one of the deepest conversations we had. And, you know, again, when I talk about the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud, one of the things I point out is the meaning of episkopos. You know, the idea of to visit issues and people. And, you know, where that is clearly stated. It's the verb form of episkopos in James about true religion is this, to visit orphans and widows. And I did that today again because I'm trying to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm trying to show love. And I listened to her. She's hard of hearing. So we were standing in her driveway talking really loud. but and hearing about her family and things of that nature. And you could see the need in her not to be alone. But she has said many times, she's talked about me. She kind of keeps an eye on me because she sees when I walk by, and she comments often, "I haven't seen you in a while," or those kind of things. So, you know, in a sense, she's another one of my moms. So she asked today, because I had just walked from Publix, so I was about mile six of my trip for the day. And she asked, "What does your wife think about your walking?" And I told her, especially, you know, she's asked that the day after the anniversary of my wife abandoning me. And I told her that my wife abandoned me. And it was kind of like, "Do you have kids?" "Yes, I have 9. And the question that really hit hard, "Do they write you or call you?" And I had to say no. It kind of hurt saying that at that time. No, it didn't kind of hurt. It hurt saying that. But she showed care for me. I want to talk to my kids. You know, again, I just listened to... because to my family, first copy of the DVD of the Marriage Begins with Sex and Ends with Death went to them today. And one of the things I've started to do is I wrote the title on the back of the envelope. Just like the same reason I send postcards. You know, again, I'm very upfront. The reason I send a postcard is because it's not an envelope where the contents are hidden. It's right there for everyone to see. You know, that my wife's hand in my hand on the front of the card obviously is has drawn some eyeballs. And, you know, especially considering, remember, I have 250 of those cards printed and the printer did it for free. You know, it just amazed me. He said, "Okay, it's going to be about $70 some dollars. I'll give you a discount. We'll do it for $60. So I handed them three $20 bills. Came back a day or two later, whatever it was, and met another gentleman the irony is this other gentleman, like Gary, he's in a wheelchair. But he said, here's your cards and here's your money back. These cards were printed for free. And it's kind of like, that meant a lot to me. And I am aware of others. I don't know how many will actually listen to the voicemails, but do see the videos. The voicemail videos. Because I've had comments on them from more than one. But not from my family. Of course, the only recent comment from my family was from Isaac. But anyway, I wanted to let you know about that. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting long. But one last thing. There are some joys in life. And one of the things, because I said, okay, I got to go to Publix today. I went to Publix, had my list. And, you know, I got, you know, butter and bananas and cheese and, of course, milk. But I forgot to get one item that was right there on the list. So when I got home, I looked and says, oh, no, I only have one clove of garlic left. It's kind of like, oh, no, that's not even a day's supply. What do I do? So I said, okay, it's getting close to August. It's time to check. And I checked. And Garlic Festival has been harvesting garlic, so I have four braids on the way. I am so pleased. Because every year I get a stack of braids, garlic braids, that last me for... I got six braids last year, and they lasted me about 9 months. Because, you know, my guess is the reason my wife doesn't want to reconcile with me is she couldn't take the garlic smell, because I eat a lot of garlic. Of course, I'm healthier than most 20-year-olds, but that's another issue. Anyway, I wanted to share with you. In the last week or two, and I think the timing that it's the anniversary of his death, it may be more significant than I realize, but I was really reminded of Aaron. You know, and in a real way, I know Aaron more than Zadok and Walter. Which isn't right. It's not the way it should be. And, you know, again, picking up Lynn was a big deal. And by the way, I did stop and to see them today. I saw Gary. Lynn's in the hospital. You know, she's a couple years younger than I am. She's in terrible health. And I don't think she'll make my age. I could be wrong. I mean, again, I had to pick her up off the floor because she couldn't get up herself. You know, and then there's Lillian, who is, you know, 93 and I wouldn't say spry, but very healthy. And there's my wife. And I have no idea. But beyond question, she's the one I love. And as I indicated clearly, she's my one and only. And I will not turn from her. Sorry, I got very long again today. But I'm in love with my wife.